We'll all partake together in a moment, but you may be seated. I want to read a scripture from 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians was a church that needed Paul's input, and he writes in chapter 11, "Now in giving these instructions, I do not praise you, since you come together not for the better, but for the worse. For first of all, when you come together as a church, I hear there are divisions among you, and in part, I believe it." He's writing to a church that had factions, divisions, opinions, all those things. And I want to just say, in our culture today, and one of the devil's plans to destroy the work of God is to divide us.
Right.
And as we look around the landscape of our culture right now, one of the big divisions is politics. You're one of those, huh? It's not about one party or the other. It's about serving the Lord.
Amen.
Don't get divided. Or economics. I'm rich, you're poor. You're poor, I'm rich. That's not one of the distinctions that God is concerned about.
Amen.
He's concerned about the heart and what's going on the inside. The new birth is an internal work. They're trying to divide us by gender, pit men against women, women against men, destroy marriages, destroy families, change our mindset. I'd rather believe the word of God, and that's where we need to stay in unity. Race. You might think I'm an old white guy. I am older, but there's people older than me. So I'm not older. I mean old, I'm older. And you don't know my heritage, so you don't know whether I'm white or not. And I'm not going to apologize for choices that I had no control over, that God ordained for my life, and you shouldn't either. Another biggie right now is health choices. Freedom to make your own decisions about your body and health choices. And that's a big one. But don't take the bait. Don't let the enemy divide us. Don't let the enemy change our perspective. Age is another one. I'm too old. You're too young. You're too young. You're right in the middle. You're just fine. So the enemy tries to divide us by age, religion, opinions. I have opinions, so do you. But opinions should not be used as wedges or as weapons against each other. We have many denominations today, even among Christianity. Paul addresses this in chapter 1, where he says, you guys, you're dividing the body because you have a popularity contest. You like this preacher, you like Peter, you like Paul. Some of you are real spiritual, you only like Christ. He says, that just causes division. We don't need to do that. Some of the smaller ones is clothing. I don't like what you wear, you don't like what I wear. I don't like how you fix your hair, I don't care. So there's a lot of things that divide us. And Paul is going to help us understand, and some of the divisions that this church has are just plain selfishness. Self-interest and selfishness. And he's saying, I see this when you come together for your potlucks. I see how you act, how you don't prefer each other, how you're gluttonous. And so he's going to help remedy this. What we need is not more division. What we need is more discernment. Verse 23, for I received from the Lord that which I received or delivered to you, that the Lord on the same night which he's betrayed took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take heed, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. The breaking of Christ's body, shedding of his blood, is where our unity is. Not in all that other stuff. It's in the work of Christ. And we need to remember that. Jesus told us, Paul told us. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is a new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. We're doing that this morning. We're remembering. We're proclaiming. We're celebrating. We're understanding communion as both a serious moment as well as an ecstatic moment in the Lord's presence. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of Christ. But if a man examines himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink that cup. Whoever eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Communion is also a time for self-examination, not judging others, but judging myself. Where am I at in my walk with the Lord? For this reason, among you many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Self-examination is also a part of communion. As we think about division, there's only one main thing that God wants divided in our lives: between right and wrong, between evil and good, between sheep and goats, between wheat and tares. That's the division God wants. He wants us to choose the good and run from the evil. He wants to have us embrace Him and keep us from temptation and deliver us from evil.